Today's New Testament reading is from 1 John, the first and second chapters. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him, and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Glenn Thomas from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God which engages us is 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thus far the text. Dear friends in Christ, there are different ways in which we deceive ourselves on a regular basis. For example, if we step on the scale and it is a couple of pounds higher, we tell ourselves that we must have eaten more sodium the previous day. Or if we look in the mirror and it looks like our hair is thinning, we tell ourselves it must be the lighting. I could go on and on with the ways we deceive ourselves on a daily basis. It is one thing to deceive ourselves about our weight or our hair, but it is a much more serious thing to deceive ourselves when it comes to our spiritual condition and our relationship with God. John writes in our text, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Now, I seriously doubt whether anyone listening this morning would say, "I have no sin," but if we are not careful, we can begin to think that we are somehow spiritually superior to others. We compare ourselves to others, especially those who are in the news for some pretty bad conduct. And if we are not careful, we can begin thinking we are somehow at least a little deserving of God's favor, or at least more deserving than others. We can end up praying like the Pharisee in the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector that Jesus told, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not like all of these." And so we are tempted to deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. God's standard, of course, is not being better than most, or even better than some, but perfection. Jesus said, "You therefore must be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." We still sin and are in need of God's forgiveness, just like the people we hear about in the news, because, as Paul writes, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But fortunately for us, John also adds in our text that if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Notice that just as our sinfulness is complete, so also our forgiveness is complete. God cleanses us not from some unrighteousness, but from all unrighteousness. And this word forgive actually means to send something away so that it is no longer present. What a beautiful way to picture God's forgiveness in our lives. God sends our sins away so that they are no longer present. As far as the east is from the west, the psalmist writes. Our sins and the guilt for our sins were sent away by God and were placed on His Son, as His Son hung on the cross, receiving every ounce of God's wrath upon sin. He is the only one who could truly say he was without sin and not be deceiving himself. The one who was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. The one who is perfect as His Father in heaven is perfect. It is His blood shed on the cross that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And by the working of God's Holy Spirit in our lives, that truth lives in us. The one who is the way, the truth, and the life lives in us. And we bear His righteousness, not our own, as we face the Father, both now and for eternity. While we might deceive ourselves on a regular basis concerning things like our weight or the thickness of our hair, we have a gracious and compassionate God who does not deceive us, but instead tells us the truth about ourselves and about Him. That truth is summarized in our text for today. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May this truth live in our hearts and minds, both this day and all of our days. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our hearts and our minds in this one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Glenn Thomas from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.